100 Word Stories. Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Sunday, you know what that means. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with stories, we put them all together, and then I try to get laundry done and a little walking, too. I'm below 250. Yay! I probably should let you know where the spreadsheet is, by the way. walk.oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can track all my bitching and numbers and chartings and all that crap. Oh, right. You're here for stories, aren't you? So let's get started with John Musico, see what he's got. Are you walking too, John?
Cranberries by John Musico. I moved from Massachusetts, where cranberries grow wild, to a job in Alaska. Back home, I was famous for my cranberry pie. I picked the berries myself. When I moved, I was anxious to be accepted by my new neighbors. I knew just how to do it. I went out berry picking. I threw a yard party and urged everyone to have yet another slice of my prized pie. What I didn't know is that in Alaska grows the baneberry, much resembling the cranberry. Baneberries contain protoanemonin, causing GI symptoms, followed by hallucination and even cardiac arrest. I left town.
Thank you, John. And can you send a slice of that pie over here? I would like some lovely hallucinations. The cardiac arrest I'll provide myself after walking on this stupid thing for hours and hours and hours. Although, I'm only doing 1 mile an hour right now. I'll raise that up when it's, I'm sorry, I'm just a little out of it. But I got laundry done, everything's hung up, now we gotta rearrange everything in the room at some point. To make room. Okay, how about we go with Muncie? Cheer things up a bit.
Greetings, Fisher Kings. From Munsey, here with a story about cranberries that's sure to get in your head. In your head. Zombie. 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 Assumptions based on the prompt, Cranberries, by Christopher Monroe. American Thanksgiving! Right? I assume that's what the prompt means. I don't understand how American holidays are structured, honestly. Our Thanksgiving is your Columbus Day, I think? Your football's different than ours, too. And it's nearly impossible to get a proper Caesar down there. And don't get me started on baseball. If you want to watch a sport where a thing gets hit with a stick, watch hockey like normal people. Ah, well. At least your hit thing with stick sport isn't cricket. I have zero idea how cricket works. But I digress. My point is, it's American Thanksgiving. Probably. So, thanks, Americans. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. And, if I may take a minute to ruin Walking Dead for you, why not play that Cranberries tune while watching the action sequences? I think you'll find it wildly inappropriate.
It's in your head. It's in your head. Zombie. See, there I did it too. Thank you, Muncie, and if I had to just Wikipedia it and go to wikipedia.com instead of CA, and it'll explain everything. Is it CA or is it .eh? I don't know. I guess that's it for the Fisher Kings. We'll find out what we all are next week. Until then, we've got more stories here. Like Jeffrey. Jeffrey's got stories. Okay, don't get all excited. I'm excited, but my, blood pressure is up, my heart rate is up, I'm all sweaty, but that's because I'm walking on a treadmill.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 449 on the very Thanksgiving-ish topic of cranberries. This is my second time around because my next-door neighbor was using his leaf blower throughout my entire recording, which was pretty audible in the background. So maybe he'll keep it quiet for the next 2 minutes. Anyway, my first story is called Cranberries. Devon grew up in a devout conservative household. Among the many taboos she learned was a prohibition on swearing, which was uncouth at best and blasphemous at worst. As a child, she never found this to be a problem. She never encountered a situation that could be improved with a timely epithet. If she ever needed one, however, she decided her all-purpose word would be cranberries. Then Devon grew up and started working with lawyers and learned their devious ways. Her colleagues found her to be polite and hard-working, but they could never understand her obsession with cranberries. And my second story is called Trainer Drink. College kids learning to drink liquor often don't like the taste of alcohol, so they like to ease into the process with trainer drinks, alcoholic beverages that taste more like candy than booze. One legend has it that the marketing department at Ocean Spray invented the Cosmopolitan. One part vodka to 2 parts lime juice and 3 parts cranberry juice, the drink appealed to women because of its pink color and fruity taste. It was an alcoholic beverage that didn't taste like one, a true trainer drink. And yet the primary benefit was to keep the cash registers at Ocean Spray very busy. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving. Even if you don't celebrate it, I hope you enjoyed last Thursday anyway. And I hope that you didn't have too many cranberries. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Thank you, Jeffrey. You could consider this a podcast of a trainer podcast for other storytelling podcasts, because you get little sips and things are sweet, right? Right? Okay, maybe they're not. Richard will set you straight. He'll learn you all. Learn is a... What kind of verb is that? I don't know. An active verb. Kind of weird. All right, here we go. Jeffrey, you're done. Richard, your turn.
I'd say good morning, but it's not. I've got a week off work, which should make me happy. But I've got a cold as well, which makes me less than happy. Anyway, here we go. 2 stories on the subject of cranberries. George's story, part 81. Zombie. By the time George returned to the camera, night was drawing in, and he was feeling distinctly jumpy roaming the darkened hospital. He caught himself involuntarily singing the cranberry song, Zombie, under his breath. Despite any supporting evidence, his mind was still convinced the zombie apocalypse had come. He angrily dismissed the thought and changed the soundtrack in his head. Unfortunately, whistling a happy tune only served to make him more afraid, particularly when he discovered a locked door bearing the legend, Beta Project, no unauthorized access. He charged the door, remembering too late, such moves only work in films. And my second story is called Sauce. I was told that cranberries are harvested by flooding the fields and letting the fruits float to the surface, where they're skimmed off. It struck me as a brilliant idea, one that I could apply to a whole variety of crops. Sadly, it hasn't quite worked out. Potatoes don't float. Neither do carrots, and mushrooms just went slimy in the water. So I thought I'd give the tried and tested cranberries a go. But that didn't work out either. Foolishly, I harvested too soon after fertilizing, and what floated to the surface wasn't cranberries. Slurry sauce, anyone? Right, that's it. I'm going off to be miserable and wallow in pity. So until next week, Goodbye.
You know, being miserable and wallowing in pity was one of my options. Instead, I decided to get rid of this extra 90 pounds and walk, and completely ruin the sound quality of my already horrible sound quality podcast. You people do your best to maintain integrity and production value, but me, wallowing, self-pity, all that crap, I'll just get up and walk. And that's what I'm doing. Although it's at 1 mile an hour. It's pussy walking. Yeah, I know you're not supposed to use the word, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you, I was born in the 60s. Barely. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Richard. I hope you're feeling better. How about we move on to Chelsea and, shit.
Cranberries by Chelsea. They are a staple in most houses around this time of year, showing up on holiday tables between the 1st of October and the 1st of January. You know what I'm talking about. You have all probably seen them, whether on your own holiday table or at a friend or relative's house. No matter how they are served, what they are served in, or how much someone has tried to hide it, they always look vaguely like they came out of a can, and they just sit there. This gelatinous substance that we all know so well is, of course, canned cranberry sauce.
Thank you, Chelsea. You know, it isn't real canned cranberry sauce without those ridges along the side of those things. Oh, man. That tells you that it's real and straight from the can. Those lumpy slurries with things in them. No, that's not real. Someone just took a bunch of cranberries and beat the crap out of them and, oh, I'm trying to impress my friends with this thing. Screw that. I believe in well, I'll tell you later. So once again, thank you, Chelsea, and let's move on to Tom and see what he's doing.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I've got three stories tonight. The first, that's not Jell-O. My aunt's Thanksgiving dinner was a wonder to behold. Soup to nuts it was. Probably the most exotic offering on that table was a disc of gelatinous red. It occupied the area on the plate, normally heaped with applesauce. A density thrice Jell-O, with a tenth its wiggle. Where adults got away with a nibble or a nosh, children were expected to down the whole serving. Further, it was bad form to mix that with any other portion of food on the plate, which seemed a little odd, because everything else did get mixed together. Personally, I really hate the stuff. Story 2, A Well-Defined Relationship, Part 73, Doom. The Duke knew this love fest wasn't going to suit the task at hand. I got to bum these guys out, drawing in the greater part of their remaining tachyons. The Duke bellowed out, Doom. The stage filled with a wailing, gnashing, and lamentations. Good, said the Duke. Sparky cried, Why, O Lord, are you getting medieval on our asses? Get over it, kid. Doc, what's the plan? The Doc felt a light glow in his heart. Stealth. The bandit fell back into a less than helpful mood. He mumbled, Doom, Doom, to himself. The sky shifted from green to red. And a last story. A continuation of A Well-Defined Relationship, Part 74. X. As Bannister crossed into the borderline, the first of El Cid's defenses was triggered. Waves of UV fog reduced visibility to 3 meters. Oh, I forgot to divulge that one, said the bandit. Why don't I just drop you out the airlock, said Smith. Because I'm the only one who knows how to direct a stream of Orton particles at the parabolic mirror ray to engage the tracking lights of the landing pad, completed Sparky. El Cid stopped short. Sparky aligned the Ortons. The landing pad lit up like a Christmas tree and touched down. On X marks a spot. And that's it.
Thank you, Tom. Oh, I gotta admit we don't have all that many authors this week. Only 13 as opposed to the 15, 16, 2 billion that we've had before. But as we approach the 10th year of this podcast, I just gotta say, fuck all these numbers. Just, man, write and read and record and enjoy and listen and be inspired and whatever and just have fun, man. You write one story, you write one story. You write two, you write two. You write three, you write three. You write 100? Cool. You write none? All right, take a break. You never write again? Okay, that's kind of sad. Really. Although I know a lot of you are burned out from this NaNoWriMo. It's the last day today. It's over. It's over, people. You can relax now. I'm relaxed. Sort of. As I walk on this treadmill. Not really.
The word cranberry derives from cran, a basket used to carry herring, and also used as a measure. Cran itself comes from the old French crâne, a skull, but that in turn is a figurative meaning based on an older meaning of bowl. A skull is like a bowl, you see, a bowl of brains. Berry can be traced back to the Proto-Germanic baja, to chew, and then to the Sanskrit bavasti, to devour or destroy. So symbolically, cranberry means to feast on a bucket of brains, which is why cranberry sauce proves that Thanksgiving is actually a zombie festival.
Thank you, Tura. And I'm sorry for not properly introducing you. I'm so fucking out of it. But that sounds like a Halloween special. That just touches my heart. Okay, touches my brains, too. I can't tell whether I'm getting noise in the background or what. I don't give a shit. I'm going to be looking at a new noise isolating whatever, blah, 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 all that crap pretty soon. So until then, let's go with Anima, see what she's got.
Hey there, it's Anima. Happy post-Thanksgiving. Did you know that canned cranberries have been around for more than 100 years? A leading retailer, think initials OS, rolled them out in 1912, which leads me directly into my story, 100 Years of Happiness. It sits, quivering on the table. Joe passes, heading directly for the mashed potatoes. Diana goes by as well, staking a claim on the carrots and celery. No corn sugar for me. It's not on my diet. Uncle Harry thinks about it for a moment, but as his plate is about to avalanche onto the carpet, he opts to settle in at the last spot at the grown-ups' table. So I take the first jewel-toned slice of perfect, smooth, sweet tang. Also a second, and a third. Fools! They know not what they have missed. I am in bliss. Mm-mm. Thank you.
Thank you, Anima. If I were there, I would fight you for that stuff. But I'm not there, so there will be no Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is, of course, open the can of cranberry sauce at either end. That way it slides out better. Okay, I'm going to up the speed a little to 1.5. So, Serendipity is next. Let's listen to what madness she has in store.
Damn it. Blue lights flickered in my rearview mirror, and I pulled over to this side of the road. Just my luck.
Star 6.
The officer poked around in the rear of the pickup.
What's in the sack, ma'am?
I blurted out, "Nothing, officer. Just fruit."
"And that?"
he asked, pointing to the sticky red fluid oozing from the sack. "Juice."
"Let's see you taste it then, ma'am."
I scooped some onto my finger and licked it clean. "Look, just cranberries." As he drove away, I heaved, spitting the blood from my mouth. It had been a very close call.
Dinner at Serendipity's. So you got any places left over for Christmas? My sister-in-law is coming here for like a week and a half. And we got to move everything around. So we got to take the tree out of the closet, stuff a coat rack, and hopefully a table into the closet. The HDTV, I don't know, put it along the wall. It's flat. It'll fit. The worst part of it is the treadmill has to move out of the way. And there may be like a 10-day period that I'm going to have limited access to it. And it's going to suck. But the apartment complex has a workout room. And hopefully I can use that like 30, 45 minutes in the morning or whatever, and then I have to walk all the way back here. I never used it in like years. So why am I going to start using it now? That's why I got this thing. So I could use it in home. I feel safe. I can look back and I can see a cat asleep. This is going to fuck shit up. It's pissing me off. I'm not looking forward to this. But I'm looking forward to hearing Lizzie.
Peter hated cranberries, and he simply couldn't eat anything with the darn things in it. Thanksgiving was, as a result, a bit of a tricky time, especially because of his mother's explosive temper. Anyone refusing to have her special cranberry sauce was an insult to her oversized ego. When Peter volunteered to cook this year's meal by himself, his mother sneered. "You can't cook. One thing is for sure. Next year's meal will not include cranberry sauce." Peter made it a point of having cranberries decorating his mother's grave and a nice shiny plaque saying, "I'm not grateful for cranberries." This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
That gives me ideas. Thank you, Lizzie. And did I forget to thank Serendipity? Thank you, sir. I forgot again. Thank you, Serendipity. It's amazing that I get this shit done. You know? Well, that's what the walking is for. Walking forces me to do this. It forces me to do the laundry. Although, I forgot to wash the pillows and pillowcases. Why do we only have one set of sheets and pillowcases? I'm sure that we have like 7 different sets that we could change them like every freaking day. And I would not mind washing them. I really wouldn't. 14 years, man. Okay, what? Yeah. Whatever, it's always something, right? What is it that Stephen May said? If you're still bitching about drama and you're a 40-year-old guy, guy, whatever. The problem is you. The problem is me. The problem is not Norval Joe, though. Here he comes.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 449 with a prompt of cranberry. NaNoWriMo ended for me a couple days ago at like 58,000 words. I saw Muncie was rocking it hard, like at 70,000. Good job, Muncie. And all those of you who started and worked hard on it and completed it, etc. Good work. Well, here's my story for prompt 449, cranberry. "Let's go," superconductor said, pulling out a handgun and waving it toward the door.
"Me too?"
the crazy old cat lady asked.
"Yeah, come on."
Durgle followed the old woman down a hallway beneath bare fluorescent tubes. Her hair, obviously dyed, glowed bright red in a shade somewhere between crimson and cranberry.
"Did you ever watch the I Love Lucy show?" he asked.
"Are you commenting on my hair?" she asked, obviously flattered.
"They say she used to dye her hair with human blood," superconductor said. "Are you making that up?" Durgle asked.
"Well, maybe. Okay, I did," superconductor admitted. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. I'm going to call you Phil. I'm going to call you Phil this week. Thank you, Phil. I don't know what else to say. I feel we're all familiar and friends and family now. More so family than the folks I'm avoiding. What? Okay, we've got Dionysus coming up next. But NaNoWriMo, congratulations to all of you. I know I make fun of it, and I do like 3,100 words. You know, because stories, although it's 3,000. November is short, and you grow a mustache and all that crap. Although, I should get... Anyone have a suggestion for a hair trimmer? Because, not just for beard, but I just, like... It's a pain in the ass to shave my head when I shave my head, like every 2 or 3 months. And then... I have a beard trimmer that kind of sucks. It's a Panasonic, but it's a piece of crap. And I like just something that's all metal and has some power to it. I don't know. Not a cheap piece of plastic with a crappy battery. Anyone have any suggestions? Are you even listening? Well, here's Dionysus.
Hi, it's Dionysus Close with a story about cranberries. This one is called The First Thanksgiving. "This pemmican is making me thirsty," said Usamaquin to allay the tension. Anawan merely glared at Squanto, who smiled back in a way that enraged the war counselor of the Wampanoag. "These illegal immigrants use salt, not berries, for flavor," he muttered. "Be nice," whispered Squanto. "They'll assimilate in time." Their colloquy was interrupted by Captain Standish, who invited them to join in games such as Pin the Ninny, Hide the Frog in the Hopper, House, There's a Draft for Annie, Who Fills the Draft, Knots, Saltpeter Blowing Bubbles, Dick Drunk Drink, and Who Gets the Ball. "Kill them all," muttered Anawan.
Thank you, Dionysus. All right. One more author, and then we're done. I can get this past me. Then we're going to be in December. Take the spoon out of the wall. The laundry's already hung up. The dish is already done. Got to move crap around in this room. And oh, great, now people are arguing over a beach sim versus a green sim. By the way, there's a spot open in Nowhereville. I don't know. Let me think about this. Whatever. Maybe if Bella moves up to Northwest, and then sink the west side, maybe just sink everything, and then I can just walk on the treadmill during that time, go out, see plays and movies, and actually enjoy myself. How about I just kick things over to Planet Z and just not give a shit right now?
When I was young, we had big family Thanksgiving feasts, and everything was on the table. It was amazing. But as I got older, I stopped going home for Thanksgiving. Then I stopped accepting the pity dinner invitations from friends. After I got married, we did smaller dinners. Turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce, but she had to work later on holidays, and I just copped out with a cheap microwave turkey meal and vodka. What about the cranberries and pie? Fine. Add them to the vodka and you have a Cape Cod. Then light a pumpkin pie scented candle.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the you could say it's Thanksgiving, you could say it's cranberries, you can say it's whatever. Bloody brain blob. You know, next week the topic is going to be shoe. Doesn't have anything to do with any holiday. I know, me and my American eccentric ways. But that's okay. That's okay. Maybe I should do something that's Canadian-centric or European-centric or whatever. Or blah, 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 whatever. It'll be fun. Next topic issue, one a day until the day I die.com is the URL. You can leave comments, the Twitter, the this, the that. I know I sound exasperated and tired, but I'm just reading an email thread that says, bleh. You know how it is? It's going to be okay, folks. And the Texans are playing. Ryan Fitzpatrick is now the third string quarterback after losing the starting job and now backing up Ryan Mallett. So, life is good. Think of all the things you're thankful for. And just stop right there. Don't think of anything else. I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.